All right, let's open the door and welcome into the studio an old friend. It is George's old swim coach, Marge Schimdidler.
She never coached me, actually.
Hi, George.
Hi, Marge.
Hi, Marge.
Hello, non-George.
Yeah, hi. How are you?
Well, I'm not doing as well as I suppose I could be.
Oh, what a shock.
I just am so happy, though, to see George.
Yeah.
He was my favorite student of all time.
Mm-hmm.
I never had you in a class, and you were never my coach.
I was your coach, and I hate that you deny me.
I don't. Look, I'll be your friend, but you didn't coach me.
You were so talented.
I really wasn't.
Swam like a dolphin, this one.
Mm-hmm.
He would tear through the water so fast that his swim trunks would fly off.
No, they wouldn't.
He wouldn't even know it until he emerged from the water with what looked like an albino Burmese python emerging from his nutsack. It was impressive.
Plus, he was the one that was going to carry you to the Olympics.
He was. That's right. And I was going to have a great life.
Mm-hmm.
I did once have the Olympic dream.
See?
It had nothing to do with you, know. It had nothing to do with her, but I did have that.
But you quit before you could get us that gold medal.
Yeah, I guess so.
My life could have been so much different.
Yeah, you think?
I've had some rough patches.
Some.
But the good news is that my health is improving.
Oh, well, from what?
Well, I'm just very happy that my health is improving. My doctor told me this week that I'm in the end stages.
Uh-oh.
So my disease is going away. Yay.
Oh, okay, good.
Now I can finally make plans for a bright future. Although I wonder why he was so sad when he told me that news, that I was in the end stages. I don't know.
Maybe he meant something else. I don't know.
I got a new wheelchair, George. You like this? Look, I can turn around in it.
Mm-hmm.
It's
pretty cool, yeah.
A little bit. It's kind of hard. Unfortunately, the brakes won't disengage, so I have to really claw my heels into the ground to scoot forward. It wears me out, to be honest. My heels are a bloody mess, George. Will you kiss them and make them better?
No.
Come on. No.
Help her out. She
just needs a bandage, but I'm not going to do that.
Never mind the toenails. They say it's a fungus.
Oh, gross.
She just needs to be comforted.
Okay, well, I don't have to do that.
I'm also pleased to announce that after 25 years of continuous unemployment, I finally got a job. You know, I was fired shortly after George quit the team.
Oh, quit the team.
Man, she did spiral after you.
But I got a new job, and I'm happy about that.
What's your new job?
You're looking at the Dallas SWAT team's brand new first responder bomb diffuser.
So you have to, you're the first one called.
I wear an earpiece and do what they tell me to do. Sometimes the radio interference makes it a bit touch and go.
I thought they said like robots or something.
Robot broke, George.
Oh.
But it's a little dangerous, as you can imagine.
Mm-hmm.
But that's probably why they pay $8 an hour.
You're not getting what you should get.
I haven't worked in 25 years. I don't know the rates.
Well, you're very brave to do that for our society.
America.
That's great.
Another piece of good news, George.
What's that?
I finally found a place to live.
Oh, good.
There's a doorless refrigerator down by the Trinity that at least gets me out of the sun.
Gosh.
Now, you must not have much room in there.
It's a pretty tight squeeze. I have to fall out of the chair and crawl my way in there.
Can I beg you to just stay away from the Trinity?
Especially now the water's really high.
There are other places for you to go and try to find shelter. That's just a bad area.
Every time I make my way out to BFE and knock on George's door, just asking for a few nights, he denies me.
Oh, George.
No solicitors.
One time he let me stay in the barn, and that was nice.
I don't have a barn.
I'm sure you're probably wondering, why the misshapen elephant man face?
I had thought that, yes. I didn't want to bring it up.
The mosquitoes are killing me.
Oh, no.
What with all the flooding?
Yeah.
George, will you swim for me again?
For what? A team? You're not
the
even
Olympics?
A coach? No,
come
the
on,
Olympics.
George, this is your chance.
I'm trying to field an Olympic team right now.
Well, I don't think you can do that.
I want to start with you. And I want to take another look at that elephant trunk you got down there.
Marge, tell you what.
Every time I would see that, even though I hadn't swum a bit, I wouldn't exactly describe myself as dry.
Oh my God.
Gross.
All right, Marge, that's enough. This.
My geriatric gynecologist says I need a sex surrogate, George, and I have no one else to turn to.
Well, I can't help you there.
Will you help me feel like a complete woman again?
No. But thanks for coming up, Marge.
I lost my ovaries in a bizarre quilting accident.
Quilting?
What?
I was quilting a duvet cover when a leopard broke into my trailer and mauled me. In the hospital, I developed the streptococcus,
which
settled in my uterine lining, which I hadn't shed for like 30 years at that point.
There's way too many details.
The infection made it up to the distal two-thirds of my fallopian tubes, where fertilization most often occurs. So now I can't bear children, George.
Well, you're 80, so I don't think it's a good idea anyway. Yeah.
I'm talking barebacking, George.
All right. You know what, Marge? That's enough out of you. I guess it was good to see you
Come
again.
Come on, George. There's little or no chance of me conceiving an adopted child of my own.
That doesn't make sense.
No,
bye, George.
Bye, Marge. There she goes.
I want to thank her for what she's done to her body.
Oh, she had to back it up first.
No one has put their body through more than that.
That's true. We would like to thank Marge and everything she's done to her body.